speak to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you because you are a God of mercy. You show that mercy to us who you created by not holding our rejection of you, our going our own way against us, but instead sending your Son as our Redeemer to save us. In your mercy, you sent him to pay the price for our sin by dying for us. You made us who were not your people become your people, your sons and daughters, to share in your kingdom along with your Son. So we praise you, we worship and adore you. Yet we still do not represent you as we ought. In our lives, we still ignore what you want and do our own thing. We rebel against you in thought and word and deed because of our selfishness, our greed, our pride, our wickedness. We fail to represent you as we ought and show your mercy to those around us. So, Father, we need and ask for your forgiveness, for your mercy for this, that despite our lack of mercy, that you show us mercy. But we ask this knowing that you do forgive us. You do show mercy to us in Jesus. So we're forgiven. We're your forgiven people as you've promised. And more than that, you promise that when we confess our sins, you'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we ask in confidence that you'll work by your Spirit and do this in our lives. Bring us closer to you and fill us with your Spirit so that we might know you better. Help us to hear the word of God and obey it. And grant us compassion to those around us. Grow us as a church, both spiritually and numerically, so that we might know you better and be able to serve you more. Make the path smooth for the building project. Sort out the remaining approvals, the contractual side, provide the remaining money, and enable us to move forward as a church. But more importantly still, keep our eyes on the church being the gathering of your people and not the building. Keep us enthusiastic together. Be with Glenn as he's out of hospital but recovering with family in Wagga. Let there be no complications, and aid and quicken both his and Jeff's recovery from their operations. Let our community know your blessing. Give our leaders, especially our council, wisdom and help to find your ways forward so that we might live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Father, we ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with any doctors and nurses treating them. Just place your protection on them. And for those in lockdown, be there for them. Lord, we ask for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government so that they make good decisions as we're starting to come out of lockdown. Let the current outbreak be contained so we can have restrictions eased and can gather in person to sing together of our joy in you. In wrath, Lord, remember mercy, but more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you so that they'd know and live out of a knowledge of Jesus. And finally, Father, we ask for our brothers and sisters in China. Let them know that you're with them and represent and witness to those around them. For the many who are facing persecution from the state, grant them the peace that's beyond understanding, that knowing you brings. Let them have wisdom and courage to testify to you, and let others see the joy in their lives. Grow your people in China at this time, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The New Testament reading, Matthew 9, verse 35 to 10, verse 20. Matthew 9, verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 disciples. First, Simon, who is also called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey, or extra tunic, or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there, and stay at his house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet. When you leave that home or town, I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on that day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. We'll be looking at that passage in a moment. But first, we're going to listen to and hear how deep the Father's love, speaking of God's love for us, shown through Jesus dying for us.